For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. The Texas Tech classroom for Chris Taylor's Land Arts of the American West course is immense. For a semester, he guides a group of students to five southwestern states. They camp and go to beautiful spaces, some of which have ugly pasts. Darkness creeps over the campsite inside Cibola Canyon, about 100 miles west of Albuquerque. A waxing moon casts muted light as seven students from across the country and the globe, Associate Architecture Professor Chris Taylor and a field guest circle up their slack-back chairs. It's the first of many seminars the class will take in over the next 3 months, two of which are spent away from showers and toilets, heating or air conditioning, or a cozy bed. Someone spots a small black widow spider inside the circle. Taylor gently scoops it up on his notebook and carries it away from the group.
So humanity has been living on, marking, shaping land, you know, for our entire history. And today, I think always, it's been vital for people to understand our relationship to the land, both in terms of how we've emerged from it, but then also the impact of our actions on it and the consequence of a decision made, you know, for deep into the future. And thinking about architects, artists, writers, people who have the potential for their career, their work, their lives ahead to be involved in a more intimate and more nuanced and a more intelligent relationship to land is, to me, that's why we're doing this.
After 2 months of camping, hiking and looking and learning at the sites, each student will produce a project that will be exhibited at the Museum of Texas Tech. They also produce art in the field and will submit for an archive of the course their journals, field notes, and sketchbooks. The students immerse themselves in the diverse landscapes. Land Arts of the American West is a transdisciplinary field program exploring the juncture of geomorphology and human construction, from geology and weather to cigarette butts and hydroelectric dams. The students saturate themselves in the various locations. They take note of discarded trash in the landscape as much as they do naturally occurring artifacts, like petroglyphs and shards of pottery left behind decades ago, and famous land art installations, like the spiral jetty in Utah.
The diversity geographically and disciplinarily of the group is super important, and it dovetails with the diversity of the sites we're seeing. We're not only looking at artwork, we're not only looking at archaeology, we're not only looking at architecture, we're looking at a wide range of things, beautiful things, tragic things, basically the record of what humans have done on the land. And so from that, we want it to rattle and affect what our response to the land is, what we want to do with our work, right? And so that diversity is key. And so my role in this, and everybody's role in this, is to help be there to support and propel each of us to make the best and most ambitious work we could make.
Nicole Lemire, a Texas Tech MFA graduate from Wisconsin, says she thinks she's ready for whatever is to come.
I'm really trying to just live each moment as it comes. I know that there's going to be a lot of unpredictable things that are going to happen, and I feel that as long as I keep a cool head and like really listen and look, I'll benefit the most from that. I have no idea how it's going to change me and my process or who I am as a person, but also it's terrifying. A lot of the past participants in Land Art say that this is a transformative experience, that you are not the same person after as you were before. So I really don't know what to expect, except for change.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.